And that was one that jumped out at me. But I don't know, the overall overture, are you tracking this? Do we know why it is?
I'm sorry, this is LaVarn. You're saying why the expenses are over budget? And you looked at the specific line. You looked at the I don't have it in front of me because we're doing the budget. So we're looking at the budget at the time. But you're saying that if you look at year to date, or you're just looking at the month of July, at 1 month alone.
I'm looking at the
July.
Month.
Oh well, it's kind of like really, it's not really good to look at just 1 month when you'd have probably like need to look at the quarter or look at. I'd have to go. Excuse me. Just a minute. No, you'd have to look at probably the quarter or look at, let's say, through July.
Well, okay, so this line, you can break out the individual months in the spreadsheet, which I did. This line where you're going over about $7,000 for news stringers, you went over that much in July, June, and May, but not before then.
So on year to date, what is the variance?
$32,000.
Worse than budget?
Pull it up. Sorry, the variance is $12,000 year-to-date, $12,000 worth of budget.
Okay. Well, I'd have to look at it specifically, but I think a lot of it is that the budget.
That's the 2008 comparison. I'm sorry. It's $18,000 over budget.
Over budget. Okay. So the budget that was actually pulled together was after. I think there was the severance and the people that were laid off. So I think that if you look at, like, unlike the KPFA budget, which doesn't have any layoffs in there yet, the budget for BAI, they actually laid off people. And what has happened is that it has actually not been in terms of not allowing the station to really operate with the people who they had laid off. So if they're over in stringers, it's more than likely it's because that the budget, the way it was actually developed, and the layoffs were not part of a budget or a plan to actually keep the station operating and keep the news department operating. So if you have anything that's over budget, it's just basically because they're still like really working on a shoestring, but you still have to pay people in order to do the news. So I'm not sure what their plan was for the news. In 2009, but it definitely was not to have a viable news department or even a viable station.
I guess the reason I'm asking is because I'm assuming you're authorizing the expenses or signing the checks, and this overage started in May. It was operating in budget until that month.
Okay.
I know there's a certain level below which it's really hard to run a radio station. Mm-hmm. I also know we can't get the money we don't have.
Well, see, in a lot of cases, probably, like until May, probably some expense, because, when people turn in their, like, in fact, I just signed one today, when people turn in their stringer fees, it can be for, like, over several months, over several weeks, they don't turn it in just for that period. So if anything started going over in May, it's because they had not been paid for the previous month. So they finally turned it in when they knew that they would be paid. So yes, we are paying stringer fees now, and I think they exactly. In fact, if I can recall, there was a conversation that they were not paying stringer fees. So we are paying stringer fees. We are paying people.
So
I'd have to look at, individually. So, yeah, we definitely are paying string of fees now because, again, when the severance package was done and the headcount was cut, again, it was cut so that the BAI really could not operate as a viable station. So, that's what's happening there.
The budget is board policy.
if you look at, what do you mean is board? You're going to look at each line, and you said it's board policy. What you're saying doesn't make any sense. I mean, in terms of if you're trying to look at exactly like why our string of fees were over because they were not. I guess they were not paying string of fees, but then when we came in, yes, we are paying string of fees now. So I guess they didn't have it in the budget, and they had cut these people and. And like I said, in like KPFA, who didn't cut their people, they had cut people here at BAI.
Right. I guess my point is BAI is still not paying central services. I had assumed, based on what we know
from
BAI.
You know what? No, we're not going to finish because it's getting into this argument about... I don't have time to do this. This is silly.
Lauren, let me finish my sentence.
Because what you're saying is you're making some point about BAI when all of the costs, and I just explained that no, they were not paying string of fees, and there we are, and then you're saying it's board policy. It's the foundations. Let me just say it's the foundation to keep this radio station operating, and you have to pay string of fees, and if they were not paying them before, we are paying them now. That's a fact.
LaVarne, so your opinion is that your response here is that the budget was defective in that it did not include adequate string?
Well, I know that I had heard a lot of conversation when I came in that they were not paying string of fees. And if people are out there doing the stories and they are stringers, we are paying them. So if it wasn't in the budget, that's because it's right. The budget wasn't. Thank you. The budget was set up not to do that.
Can I say something here?
Please.
Okay, go ahead, Lizette.
I'm not sure where the discussion is going.
If the over
budgeting was to do with maybe PNB expenses or buying a car or something like that, I understand. But here we are talking about over expenses for something that's fundamental for running a station. And we're confusing it, we seem to be confusing it with the issue of whether BAI paid central services or not. To me, honestly, it's nitpicking to say the least. Over budgeting for something that is central and crucial to the running of the station. And we're looking at 3 months of 6 months of new management maybe. I'm not sure that we're gaining anything here. I'm really not sure about it.
Well, that may be correct, Lizette. However, my feeling is that people on the Finance Committee do have a right to ask.
I'm not saying no.
CFO.
Of course we have a right, and I have a right to object to some of the questioning. We're talking about crucial elements of the station.
Please.
On the stack.
Mr. Chairman.
My feeling is
stack, please.
I'm on Sherry on the stack.
Yeah, okay, so
Brian,
I've heard...
Brian, can I make the... point I wanted to before
I've heard, let's see, I've heard Alberto, Susan, and Sherry, and Brian wants to finish this point. But
and
I,
Grace.
I just,
put me on
and
the
Grace.
Stack. Can you hear me?
Grace. Okay, and Grace. So, but I just do want to make the point that, you know, I think it's not out of bounds to ask people why there's variances from the budget.
I didn't say no.
The budget, I didn't say that you did. But, the budget, though it may have been defective.
Extremely.
No, that could well be true, but I certainly I don't need this, folks. I'm trying.
Well,
to
I don't
please,
either. Because I'm
LaVarne,
sitting here.
LaVarne, stop talking for 1 second and let me finish. I'm trying to run a meeting here between people who apparently don't like each other. We're trying to get some work done here, and I'm just saying, in my opinion, it's not out of bounds to ask questions about why things are over budget. Your answer is, a very reasonable answer. I'm not saying you didn't give a reasonable answer, but I don't appreciate being laughed at. I don't really think that's helpful.
I'm sorry, I wasn't laughing at you.
I know you weren't laughing, Lizette. My objection was to LaVarne laughing at me. I don't, chairing these meetings is not my favorite thing to do. I don't like being a referee amongst people. So if we could just get along as best as we can, that's what we will do. Anyway, so Brian wanted to finish this point, and then we had Susan, Grace, and Sherry on the stack.
I guess my question fits into kind of like, what the long-term plan is for WBAI. Because I had assumed the fund drives turn around, extra money starts coming in. First you use it to pay the back rent, and then the amount that you were using to pay the back rent, once you've got it paid off, you can use to start paying central services. When I look at this, on the expense side, WBAI is over its expense budget almost $50,000, but only 13 of that's going to back rent. So it seems like, and this is why I'm asking for detail, it seems like the station's spending money on things there that are discretionary before it starts to spend money on central services. And I pulled out stringer fees because I know WPFW doesn't have stringer fees, KPFT doesn't have stringer fees, KPFA doesn't, although we have new staff, so it's different. I mean, it's not a core operation. And when we're at a point where we're 2 or 3 months behind on our payments to Free Speech Radio News, we can't pay their stringer. I do think central services are important. WPF. At any rate, that's what I was trying to get the conversation at. I think WBAI has to, by nature, kind of be the keystone to the network's recovery. So I'm trying to figure out what the path is towards that recovery. And that's what I'm trying to understand.
Okay, all right, thanks. Thank you, Brian. Let's see, next on the stack we had dude.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, our Paul.
Somebody's got some rushing noise. It's very hard to hear.
Okay, could folks please mute your phones? Thanks. Okay.
Hi, this is Susan.
Okay, go ahead, Susan.
And I think that, we hear a lot about how successful the turnaround is, and also I'm extremely grateful that we have caught up with critical payments that have been in arrears. That's terribly, terribly important. But I think that the next step for WBAI needs to be an accountability about its relationship with the rest of the system. So if the turnaround has been so successful, which I'm assuming it has, then being able to pay current central services, not increasing the debt, should be, I would think, a very high priority. And I will say, KPFT does not have stringers, and we are going to be called on to make sure that the, you know, deficits of other places can be covered. So if there are expenses that are beyond what is necessary to keep a radio station competitive in its area, we need to look at those very, very hard. So I'm very concerned that we have concrete numbers and that we look at them carefully, because I know everybody has been working extremely hard to plug some just grossly egregious problems at WBAI, but we need to achieve a solid, steady state.
Okay, thank you, Susan. Next up is Grace.
I suggest that we table this until we're less tired, until we have the WBAI budget to look at. It's kind of nitpicking when we really don't have much to look at. I don't think it's productive. And, we can certainly ask the question of Lauren and have her come back to us next time to explain what that budget item is all about.
Jamie, I make a motion we adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
Well, we have a motion.
Second.
Table.
Second.
I don't think you, Mr. Chair,
wait, I need parliamentary advice here. We had a motion to table. Does that come first?
There's no pending motion to table.
A motion to adjourn is always as senior to any other motion and is appropriate at any time.
Okay, is that true?
Second.
Yes, it is. Plus, a motion to table is to table a motion. There's no motion on the floor to be tabled.
Exactly.
Okie dokie. Okay, so we have a motion to adjourn. Is there
yes,
any objection to adjourning?
I said second.
Is there any objection to adjourning?
Let's go home.
Okay, hearing none, we'll talk to you next
week. Next Tuesday.
Bye.
Thank you. What's your name from KPFT?
Alberto.
Alberto, thank you very much.
Of course, we need to go home. Yeah, we need to go to bed.
And chill out. Chill.
Andale. Ciao.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.